This is Deacon Roper. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I'm here, Lord.
Deacon Rembert will be doing the prayer for Deacon Brackett.
Deacon Rembert?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm here, Deacon.
Okay, thank you.
Deacon Brackett.
We will now have our prayer of thanksgiving and praise from Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. It is good to be able to be participating in the prayer service one more time. And I ask you to pray with me as God lead us in prayer. Father God, is in the name of Jesus, we come tonight thanking you for all of your blessings. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe and protecting us from all harm and danger. We thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind, allowing us to still have our health and strength. But Father God, we invite you to this prayer service tonight. I know that's not necessary because I know you already said, where two or three are gathered together in your name, you will be in the midst and blessed. And I know it's more than two or three on the line tonight, so I have no doubt that you are with us. So, Father God, we ask that you just bless each and every person on the line tonight. And, Lord, I ask you to bless the bereaved families. Lord God, let us all know, Lord, that you are with us. We pray for the sick, asking you to heal only as you can. And Father God, I ask your blessing upon the First Baptist Church family, praying, Lord, that you will be with us and lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Father God, we pray that you will keep our minds straight on you as we go through this period of electing a new pastor. Keep us together, Lord God. And Lord God, and let us be comforting on you, because you're the only one who knows who we need and when we need it. So, Father God, I pray for all the one, that name that Darlene mentioned, actually pray for Darlene and her family. And, Lord, we pray for the ones that are traveling, praying you give them traveling mercy. And, Father God, and we just want to thank you for what you already done. We thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord. And we lift you up and we give you all the praises, because truly you are worthy of all of our praises. And, Father God, we cannot thank you enough because you are so good. You bless us in so many ways. I thank you for protecting us from all the violence that is happening all around us. And we pray, Lord God, that you will speak to your people, Lord. Let them know that you are with us. We thank you, and we praise your holy name. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Deacon Rembert. We will now have scriptures by Sister Jessie Davis.
Good evening. I will be reading Psalms 54, 1 through 7. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the word of my mouth. Strangers are attacking me. Ruthless men seek my life. Men without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustained me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me, and your faithfulness destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from all my troubles. And my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Davis. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Cecil Dryden.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, First Baptist Church. Thank you, friends. Thank you, loved ones. Just thank you. Thank you. I'm here to just thank you. Thank you for your grace, your mercy. Just thank you for every day putting smiles on our face. There's sadness sometimes, but you know, Lord Jesus, you know that we need you every day of our lives. Without you, we're nothing. We can do all things through you, strengthen us. Father, I just know for a fact that if the traveling mercies, health situation, we want to touch the hem of the garment. We want to have safe vacation time because this is vacation time for a lot of folks. Father, I just want to say thank you. I just love you and adore you so much. You know, Father, First Baptist Church has been around a long time, and we just love to just praise you, give you the honor, give you the glory. You know, we know for a fact First Baptist is the church of people who spiritually love you, mentally love you, and I know it comes from the inside out, not the outside in. What I'm trying to say is it's a spiritual matter between you and your high power called God. We just walk with you. We're going to talk with you. We're going to let you lead us every step of the way. Father, I know for a fact you're good. You're wonderful and marvelous. Can't do without you. Don't want to. Because every day is a blessing. We even call your name Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to continue to love you, honor you, and give you all the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that prayer, Deacon Dryden. This is now your opportunity to pray to the Lord for yourselves during this closed mic prayer. Praise the Lord. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Kevin Freeman.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Let us look up to the hill where our strength comes from. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, dear Lord, just giving thanks, concerns, just love, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, I just asking you, dear Lord, to be with my brothers and sisters right now, dear Lord, who's just so faithful, who come every Wednesday, dear Lord, to this prayer service that you provided, dear Lord. Father, some of them are on their bed of affliction, dear Lord, but you just there with them, and I just ask, dear Lord, would you continue to be with them, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, comfort whatever thoughts they have, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we have so much challenge in life, dear Lord. The devil's always trying to steal our joy, dear Heavenly Father. I just ask, dear Lord, you just let everyone know that you're there with them, dear Lord, as you said you would, dear Lord. Father, I just thank you for your grace, your mercy, dear Heavenly Father. Your son Jesus, who's sitting on the right hand of you right now. Even, Father, you showed so much love, you even let him come to walk down here among us, dear Lord. Oh, Father, I just thank you for First Baptist Church, dear Father. Dear Lord, just be with Reverend Young and his family as you place them on a new journey. But, dear Lord, I just thank you for the shepherd that you put in his place right now. Be with him and his family, dear Lord. Father, let First Baptist just rally ourselves around him. Keep our eyes and open, dear Lord, towards you and our hearts, dear Lord. Just keep showing love, dear Father. Let us just stand still sometimes, dear Lord, just to hear where you guiding us and wanting us to go, dear Lord. Dear Lord, let us keep fighting on in your name's sake, dear Heavenly Father. Father, I just ask for this world, dear Lord. There's so much sinfulness, dear Lord, and killing and hatred, dear Lord. I just ask you, dear Lord, let us not be despaired, dear Lord. Let's just keep our eyes on thee. Dear Lord, thank you for everyone who put this prayer service together. Be with all the officers of First Baptist Church. Oh, Father, you're so good to us in spite of us. You allowed us to put our foot on the ground one more time. You bless us with jobs, dear Lord. Father, we just thank you for our church family, our family, dear. Name all this, my Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that prayer, Deacon Freeman. We will now have a musical selection, after which we will hear from Sister Claudine Saxton. She serves as the church's assistant clerk and is also a member of the women's choir. After we hear this beautiful selection that she's chosen, we will have an inspirational moment from her.
I've known you as a friend, and I have Good evening, everyone. I'm honored and delighted to have the opportunity to join you all virtually this evening. Individually and as a church family, we experienced so many deaths in the last few years alone. So the opportunity to be with my church family, even in this virtual space, is not taken for granted, and I truly thank God. During these challenging times, a poem that I reflect on is written by an amateur poet by the name of Pat A. Fleming. The poem is titled, What Life Should Be, and it reads, to learn while still a child what this life is meant to be, to know it goes beyond myself, it's so much more than me, to overcome the tragedies, to survive the hardest times, to face those moments filled with pain and still manage to be kind, to fight for those who can't themselves, to always share my light with those who wander in the dark, to love with all my might, to still stand up with courage, though standing on my own, to still get up and face each day, even when I feel alone, to try to understand the ones that no one cares to know and make them feel some value when the world has let them go. To be an anchor, strong and true, that person loyal to the end, to be a constant source of hope to my family and my friends, to live a life of decency, to share my heart and soul, to always say I'm sorry when I've harmed both friend and foe, to be proud of whom I've tried to be and this life I chose to live, to make the most of every day by giving all I have to give. To me, that's what this life should be. To me, that's what it's for. To take what God has given me and make it so much more. To live a life that matters, to be someone of great worth, to love and be loved in return, and make my mark on earth. This poem pushes us to remind ourselves of what life is supposed to be. It's so easy to get lost and discouraged in life, but that one little moment, a smile exchanged, a call from a friend, a hug when you're sad, can change your heart completely and make you realize that it's all very simple. It's so easy to make it complicated for ourselves when all we have to do is live a life of love and understanding. Fleming talks about even when going through a hard time in life, we still must be true to ourselves and stay kind. There are times in our lives where we feel like the world is against us. Knowing that it is not and continuing on with life is important. It's important that we recognize that God has blessed us despite the turmoil and obstacles that we may be facing. Faith is the key to pressing forward and knowing that all will be well because God has promised us that he would never leave nor forsake us. Many of us have had our faith tested in many ways, as we may have had loved ones that have passed away. We may have been touched by the rise of social injustice happening in our country, or we may be experiencing financial hardships caused by the state of our current economy. With all these issues occurring for many of us simultaneously, it can cause anxiety, frustration, sadness, anger, and a myriad of other emotions. These emotions can overtake us and cause us to look away from God rather than to have faith in him. But then the question becomes, how can I have faith in times like this? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the scripture says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Until we discover what it means to have faith, we cannot begin to walk by faith. Faith in God is more than just believing he exists. It is living with confidence that he will fulfill all his promises and bring salvation to us. We have to determine whether we have placed our faith in God or if we are only wishing his word is true. Someone once said that as our faith is tested, the true spiritual state of our heart is revealed. What is being revealed about you? It's easy to walk in faith when you're not experiencing any troubles and things are going well. But when we are faced with social injustice, financial troubles, a global pandemic, are you placing your faith in God and believing in his word? Or are you wishing his word to be true? Elizabeth Elliot was quoted saying, "Don't dig up in doubt what you planted in faith." We as believers often pray that God will give us the wisdom and clarity to make good decisions and that he would lead us in the right direction. Our actions are planted in faith. Faith that God has our future, our hopes, our dreams, our desires in his hands, and he would work everything out for our good. When things start moving and falling into place, we can see God's hand in all of it, and so our faith is not wavered. But what happens when things are not going as you planned? Do you start to doubt the decisions that were led by God? Does panic and fear seep into your head and heart? This is where Elizabeth Elliot's quote becomes applicable. Don't dig up in doubt what you planted in faith. Don't remove your trust in God's plan when things start to go wrong and you are faced with a storm in your life. Don't let your doubt begin to take back actions you carried out when your faith was strong. The devil plants seeds of uncertainty in our hearts. Those seeds can sprout into weeds and quickly suffocate our faith. I have had to consciously try not to lose faith in the God that I have served for these many years. After many senseless killings of young black men and women by law enforcement and by others in our communities, it was beginning to cause anxiety for me. Being the mother of a young black male and knowing the dangerous times that we are in caused fear and anxiety. I began to dig up the faith that I had initially planted in God, that he would protect my son and watch over him. But I then had to remember that I serve the same God that has brought me and my family through so many trials and tribulations. I serve the same God that has never given up on me. I serve the same God that has loved me even when I didn't love myself. So I know that that same God would not leave me now, and I know he won't leave any of you either. I have faith that he will continue to protect me, my family, and my church family. So let us all remember not to fear what the future holds, because like God's word says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So I will continue to have faith, and I encourage each of you to do the same. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a great God and for being a constant in our lives that never fails. We ask that you keep us, teach us to trust in you and your word. You know what it is that we, your people on this call, have planted in faith. Help us to see and feel your hand in every area of our lives. I pray that you help us to keep our faith strong despite what's happening in the world around us. Help us to trust and believe in your word, which tells us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Give us the faith of a mustard seed so that we can move the mountains in our lives, and help us to remember what life should be, what you have intended and purposed for us. We thank you, we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Claudine, for that wonderful, wonderful inspirational moment. I will now open the lines for 20 seconds for everyone else to give thanks. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Praise the Lord. We will now have our closing remarks, remarks in general, from our interim pastor, Reverend Robinson.
Good evening to my First Baptist family and friends. God bless you. It's a joy to be with you once again in this prayer meeting experience. And certainly I want to thank God for your prayers and your support and your faithfulness down through the years. And certainly we want to thank God for that powerful word that was shared by Sister Claudine. We thank God for her. We thank God for her faithfulness, and we thank God that she is a faithful prayer warrior and that God has blessed her and bless her family, and is doing a great work in her life. And we know that because it's indicative in her sharing tonight. So God bless you, Sister Claudine Saxton. God bless your family, and God bless your ministry. May it continue to expand and grow. We also want to thank God for all of the program participants. Tonight, we thank you for taking the time out of your schedule and to let God use you in a significant way. And I wanted to especially thank Deacon Rembert. It was good to hear your voice, Deacon Rembert. I'm going to make arrangements to try to see you and Deaconess Rembert soon. I miss you all, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for your prayer and your faithfulness. And certainly we thank God, for each person that has shared and participated. We want to say happy birthday to all of those persons born throughout the month of July, and we want to especially say happy birthday to those who are born on today, July 19th, up to next Tuesday, July the 25th. And then on next Wednesday, we'll have a brand new list of persons. But today we want to highlight persons like Brother Albert Palmer, Brother D'Angelo Jordan, Sister Gina Brooks, Brother Leroy Nicholson, Sister Beverly Brooks, Sister Bernadette Edwards, Sister China Holloway, Sister Raquel Walltower, Brother Lamar Pearson, Sister Phyllis Proctor, and Sister Benita Branch. God bless each of you, and may you have a rich, spirit-filled, Christ-centered birthday experience with your friends and family. And we pray that God will keep you in his grace and his mercy and in his divine will. We want to also encourage everyone to be present on this coming Sunday, fourth Sunday. We want you to be present if you're able to be in person with us in the worship service. But if you can't be with us in person, we ask you to join us virtually on our various platforms. We thank God for the opportunity to assemble together to worship, to praise and bless the holy name of Jesus together. So we're looking forward to this fourth Sunday for a time of worship and praise and adoration of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Certainly we want to remember that on Monday at 6:55, we gather together for the intercessory prayer ministry. And we thank God for that opportunity to pray. And if you want to join us on the intercessory prayer ministry on Mondays at 6:55, you can call us on 1-857-232-0158. And the conference code is 183141. That's to join us on the intercessory prayer ministry on Mondays at 6:55. Also, we want to remind you that the First Baptist Church is promoting a health walk in September in conjunction with the American Diabetes Association. And this will give us an opportunity to walk, to exercise, and to promote healthy lifestyles. And certainly we thank God for blessing us with good health, and we want to show our gratitude and appreciation to God for giving us this good health by exercising, walking, and doing all the appropriate things that keep us in a state of health and wellness. And for more information, you can contact members of the health ministry. And for this event, you need to register. So register with members of the health ministry as soon as possible, at least before September, that you might be included in the number of people who go marching in, even as the saints go marching in. And certainly we want to remind you that the church is updating its database on members, and a form has been sent to you by mail. Some of you have received it by email, and some of you have picked the copy up at the church. We want you to fill that out and get it back to the church as soon as possible. And if you'll be with us in person on Sunday, you can just give it to the ushers as you come in or as you depart. And also, if you have announcements or things you want to share with your First Baptist Church family, please get that information into the office before Wednesday at 4 o'clock and make sure that it's updated and legible, and we will make sure that that gets in the announcements and on the various platforms by or before Sunday so that that information can be shared to many. Also, we want to pray for traveling grace and mercy. for those persons who are on vacation, coming back from vacation, or traveling otherwise in other parts of the country and the world to be with family, friends, and loved ones. We want to especially ask for traveling grace and mercy for our deacon, Bazemore, and Sister Darlene Williams in the passing of her aunt. And certainly we want to be in prayer for those persons who have traveled to Costa Rica in recent times. We want to pray much for them that they're safe and that they arrive back blessed and have had a great vacation experience. Also, we regret to announce that Sister Betty Mackenzie Mabry has transitioned from labor to reward. And many of you know she organized this Costa Rica trip and was supposed to be on it, but she was not able to do that. And on this past Monday morning, she transitioned. So we want to pray much for the family and friends who love Sister Betty Mackenzie. Homecoming arrangements are pending. Also, we want to pray much for the Brown and Spriggs family. Our member and beloved Sister Lisa Spriggs recently transitioned, and her homegoing service will be this coming Saturday, the 22nd of July. The viewing will be at 10 a.m., and the homegoing service will start promptly at 11. We ask that you would pray much for those families and other families who have recently come under the shadow of bereavement. And certainly we want you to remember those who are convalescing at home and in other health care and nursing facilities. We want you to remember them in prayer, and to the extent that you can, to visit them and bring a word of encouragement that they might continue to know that God loves them and their First Baptist family loves them. Certainly, we want to also especially remember Deaconess Ramona Battle. She recently had hip surgery and is recovering at the Carroll Manor Nursing Home. So we want you to pray much for her, and to the extent that you can, visit her and bring words of greeting and encouragement and hope in her time of sickness and recovery. And certainly we want to encourage you to pray for our pastor emeritus, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. We pray much for him and Sister Lisa, Minister Lisa Tucker. We pray much for them. And certainly we pray for our beloved brother and our former interim pastor, the Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III. We pray much for him as he vacations and as he makes his trek to another church, Gethsemane Baptist Church. We thank God for him and his family. We pray much for his success and pray that his light would shine brightly for the cause of Christ and kingdom building. And let me extend words of thanks and gratitude to God and to my First Baptist family for selecting me to be your new interim pastor. My words are inadequate to express the joy and gladness that comes to my heart as a result of your confidence and prayers and commitment to myself, my family, and the cause of kingdom building. My brothers and sisters, I need your prayers. I need your presence. God needs your presence. Let us pray together. Let us work together. Let us serve together. Let us build and rebuild First Baptist together, for the nighttime comes when no man can work. Therefore, we want to work diligently and enthusiastically while it is day. Amen. Amen. And amen. We'll now have the closing prayer and benediction if all hearts and minds are clear. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this prayer meeting experience. Thank you for your beloved people who thought it not robbery to participate and to intercede in prayer on behalf of others. Lord, thank you for our time together. Continue to lead us, guide us, and help us do your will. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance and this day grant you his blessed peace. God bless you, Fresh Baptist, and let us rejoin even on this fourth Sunday, the 23rd of July. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and amen.
Protect.
Thank you so much for sticking around to the very end. Of course, that selection was in honor of Sister Betty Mayberry, Mackenzie Mayberry, who was a soloist for that song in First Baptist Church Choir. She was quite a songbird and quite a servant for the Lord, quite a missionary. She definitely was a missionary personally to me and my family. We thank you for joining us this evening, family and friends, and we pray that you have a blessed week, and we look forward to seeing you next week, next Wednesday night, and if you all are sticking around, we appreciate you staying and enjoying the music. God bless you, and may heaven shine upon you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. In this place, want you to breathe new life within us, send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill,
let your glory fill this place,
let your all-consuming